Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Life Investigated today. The title of the speech today, if you will, or the rant is social media and freedom of expression. Really? that's laughable. Can't help but to laugh this early morning on May the 30th, 2024. It's amazing, especially certain platforms like FB, and you know who you are. So last night, I'd been restricted numerous times on previous pages that I had, and it just pretty much I deactivated all of my Facebook accounts, and or at least I tried to. I think I got them all deactivated some months back, and so started a new business, Team One Trainer. We are now licensed as a Department of Criminal Justice Services training school in Virginia. So I thought, okay, I need to set up a business page for it because it does give people an opportunity to see my services, and after all, that's what a business page is for. But good old Facebook won't let you set a business page up without setting up a personal profile, which I really don't care anything too much about a personal profile. So I went ahead and followed the rules exactly late last night and, you know, did exactly what they told me to. Then I set up the business page exactly the way I was instructed to do. And then made a welcome post like they told me that I should do. On the business page represented, you know, introduced Team One Trainer and our services that are provided. And then I went back on the personal profile. So, well, let me look up a few people I know and, you know, reconnect with them. And so I searched out 5, 6, 10 people. I sent 4 or 5 friend requests out. And I kept noticing on certain pages, I couldn't follow people. I was trying to follow people and, you know, that I was either new or were interested in. And they wouldn't let me do it. And I thought, well, okay, Patriot Trainer, you're doing something wrong here. Of course, that would not be uncommon for me to foul something up with technology. Even though I'm fair with it, I do foul some things up from time to time. I bet you can't relate to that, though, right? Anyway. Think anything about it until I went to log on this morning and see if anyone had responded and there was any good messages or anything that might be worth reading or hearing or watching on Facebook. And the first thing I'm told is your account has been restricted. You are spamming people. You are doing this. You are doing that. And we believe in freedom of expression, but yeah, you know that. Now, Facebook and some other social media, you probably do believe in freedom of expression as long as it's some left-wing liberal lunatic walking through the tulips pansy. You don't seem to ever have any trouble with who they spam. And by the way, I didn't spam anybody. I wrote one introductory message, posted it on the page, and left. Then went back and searched out some of my acquaintances. That was it. Sent nobody anything. So it's just amazing. Of course, you know, this has been an ongoing thing between me and social media. I can't tell you, been restricted before, been this, been that, telling me I violate community standards, blah, 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 blah. I think they're just prejudiced against an old white guy. Really, I really do. I believe there's some reverse discrimination going on here. I don't care who anybody is. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care what gender you claim to be. I certainly don't care what race you are. I've got friends from numerous races. I've got Middle Eastern friends. I've got Black friends. I've got red friends. I've got white friends. But it just seems to me that if you're an older white man, you get singled out a lot in society. Certainly, I've seen age discrimination a lot here in the last couple of years when I would look at going back into the public work field and applying for positions that I was well qualified for and either getting ghosted by potential employers who, by the way, employers say, we can't find anybody to work. Well, here I am. I sent out one time, and of course, this was in a different region than where I'm at now. I was trying to relocate there and hoping to get settled in for when I did finally retire. Over a period of a year and a half that I was in that area, I sent out over 150 applications, and I got 3 interviews and 1 job offer that really wasn't the kind of job offer that was truthfully fit to take. But yet employers say, you know, we can't find anybody to work, which I do agree that the application pool is not what it used to be. But when they find somebody that's these young recruiters, when they find someone with the skills to do the job, they're either intimidated or they have a preconceived notion about what, when they look at me and say, okay, this guy's gray, he's old, and he's white, he's out of touch. Well, my race doesn't have anything to do with it. I'm not out of touch, social media. I'm very well in tune to what's going on. Okay. And I like all people. You've got to give me a reason not to like you, period. Irregardless of what you look like. You give me a reason not to like you, and I'm not going to like you, bottom line. But hey, just seems to me like people like me, we get some discrimination against us, but no one wants to speak about that. No one really wants to deal with age discrimination. When I've mentioned that before to a couple of people, well, that's going to be hard to prove. Well, I don't know really why my situation would be hard to prove that age discrimination goes on. But anyway, restricted once again. So any of these social medias, any of them really that tell you have freedom of expression, you really don't. You really don't have that freedom of expression. If you have the same kind of trouble, I don't care whether you're old white guy like me. I don't care if you're a young Asian male or female and you're getting discriminated against social media. You know, make your voice known. In that respect, we may have a lot of differences and we may have a lot of political differences. And we may have a lot of faith differences, but in some respects, we all face some of the same obstacles in life. And that's where you can unify sometimes and make a difference. We will, the social media conglomeration is way too big now. It's gotten out of hand. And really social media, as we've seen in the past with politics, especially, it is dictating. It's dictating society along with the remaining news media outlets that are skewed out there. I've said this long before Trump came into effect that the media controlled this nation. I've been saying that for well over 20 years. The media is controlling this nation. And now certainly social media is. But anyway, that's my rant on Life Investigated this morning. If you have similar stories that you would like to share with me, a Patriot Trainer at ProtonMail.com. Patriot Trainer, if you're looking at the video part of this podcast and not just audio only, you see it on my screen, Patriot Trainer at ProtonMail.com. Drop me a line. Let me know you're experiencing some of the same stuff. Maybe we can figure out a resolution of it together. Thank you so much.